Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where we dive into the fascinating world of storytelling in the digital age. You know, storytelling has always been such a powerful tool for connecting with others. But in today's digital landscape, it's not just about spinning a good yarn. It's about understanding the science behind its impact. It's a crucial mix of art and data, and that's what we're exploring today. Now, here's something intriguing. 92% of consumers actually want brands to craft ads that feel like stories. That's huge, right? And over half of them are more likely to remember a brand if it tells a compelling story. This isn't just a casual preference. It's deeply wired into how our brains work. People remember significantly more information when it's presented as a story compared to plain data. If you're not measuring how your story resonates, you're missing out on a colossal opportunity. The science behind this is really fascinating. When we hear a story, our brains release oxytocin, often dubbed the trust hormone. It forges a bond between the storyteller and the audience, which is why narrative-driven content often outperforms traditional ads. Research from Stanford tells us stories are up to 22 times more memorable than just facts. This makes measuring your story's impact absolutely essential. Let's talk about why measuring storytelling success is crucial. We live in a data-driven world, and understanding the return on investment of your storytelling is key. Whether you're a brand trying to boost sales or a nonprofit aiming to raise awareness, knowing how your audience engages with your story should guide your future strategies. It's really about the emotional connection and business value, as Shep Hyken wisely points out. The business case for measuring storytelling is indeed compelling. Brands that excel in storytelling see their stock prices outperform broader market indices, and they enjoy higher customer retention and revenue growth. These aren't just buzzwords. They reflect real, measurable business outcomes impacting your bottom line. What's really fascinating is how storytelling measurement has evolved. It's not just about traditional marketing metrics anymore. Successful organizations today are looking at narrative coherence across different touchpoints, how stories stick in people's minds, and even how they influence employee engagement and brand loyalty. This holistic measurement approach recognizes that a great story creates ripple effects throughout an entire organization. So let's dig into the foundations of storytelling metrics. The first step in measuring success is defining what success actually looks like for your campaign. Is it more traffic? Better engagement? A higher conversion rate? Successful storytelling efforts always have clearly defined, measurable objectives. It's like setting a destination before starting a journey. What many people don't realize is the importance of establishing both leading and lagging indicators, like story completion rates and social sharing velocity. Lagging indicators, on the other hand, confirm success after the fact, such as conversion rates and long-term customer value. By tracking both, you can optimize in real time and confirm long-term impact. Some foundational metrics are essential for any storytelling measurement strategy. First, know your traffic sources and volume. Tools like Google Analytics are great for tracking where your audience is coming from. But don't just track total traffic. Focus on traffic quality too. Look at bounce rates, pages per session, and return visitor ratios. A good storytelling campaign typically sees lower bounce rates and higher engagement. Then there's user engagement. It's not just about a quick glance. Metrics like time spent on page and scroll depth tell you how compelling your story really is. For content-heavy sites, a good average time on page can range from 3 to 5 minutes, while a solid scroll depth should be between 60 to 80% for longer articles. If users aren't scrolling, they're not absorbing your narrative. And remember, Segment these metrics by traffic source. Organic search visitors behave differently than social media referrals. And understanding these nuances helps you optimize storytelling for each channel. Conversion tracking is another key piece of the puzzle. Does your story lead to the desired actions, like purchases or signups? This is where micro-conversions become a game-changer. They're small actions like email subscriptions or content downloads that indicate story resonance before the final conversion happens. Now, beyond the numbers, measuring the behavioral impact and audience sentiment of your storytelling is absolutely vital. Recent studies emphasize just how narratives can influence audience behavior and emotional connection. To truly grasp sentiment, you might consider using sentiment analysis software to break down social media interactions and comments. This reveals how your story emotionally resonates with your audience, offering rich insights into its effectiveness. Emotionally connected customers are not just loyal. They have a significantly higher lifetime value than those who are just satisfied. They're also far more likely to stay loyal and advocate for your brand. It's really about creating those deep emotional bonds through storytelling. So as we wrap up, remember that in this age of digital storytelling, it's not only about crafting engaging narratives, but also about measuring their tangible impact. The blend of storytelling and data is where the magic happens. And understanding this blend is what sets successful campaigns apart. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found some valuable insights to apply to your own storytelling endeavors. Until next time, keep crafting those compelling stories and measuring their success.